Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With that, we say good afternoon to Todd Blackledge, who joins us courtesy of ESPN college football analyst. And obviously, Todd, great weekend. Last weekend, we had some terrific games. I want to get your thoughts on what you saw with LSU and start there. Because for years now, we've talked about, oh, if they only had a quarterback. Well, it looks like they've got one. Oh, if they only threw the ball vertically down the field. Where they're doing that now with this new passing coach and Coach Brady. What did you make of what you saw with LSU? Are you buying it?
Well, I think I am. Yeah, it was pretty impressive to watch because that was a hostile environment against a quality opponent. I mean, Texas isn't as strong a defense as they might face or they will face, in some of the SEC games that they have. But they've got athletes and they use a lot of pressure packages, and so I was impressed. You know, LSU's always had a lot of talent at wide receiver. They've not been very efficient or proficient throwing the football. And they've always run the football first and been pretty predictable. And, you know, Joe Brady, his influence has definitely been seen with what their pass offense looks like. And Joe Burrow is kind of orchestrating it to perfection. I mean, he was nearly flawless in that game Saturday night. They had three receivers gain over 100 yards in catches. And I really think, and I've made this comment all week, you know, the impact of Joe Brady is noticeable, but the humility of Steve Ensminger, the offensive coordinator who's still there, his willingness to kind of just share the space and share the responsibility and share the role with Joe Brady, I think is a big reason why they're enjoying the success that they are right now.
One of the best in the business, guys. You recognize the pipes of Todd Blackledge. I used to love Todd and Ness to me is like the perfect college broadcast. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So moving forward, does LSU have the juice for Alabama? Alabama, you know, they've got a great quarterback for one more year. I mean, is this going to be the year LSU finally gets over the hump?
Well, they got a lot of games in between now and Alabama, you know, and I think if I'm Ed Orgeron, my bigger concern right now is, you know, Sam Ehlinger and the Texas offense, you know, kind of went up and down the field on his defense. And that typically doesn't happen for LSU. So they've got some work to do on the defensive side of the ball. And like I said, there's a lot of not only a lot of games, but a lot of tough games for LSU between now and when they meet up with the Crimson Tide.
Todd, a lot of quarterbacks went in the portal and moved on from their respective, you know, teams. One kid that we wanted to watch and see is a kid that's from Georgia who's now the football quarterback at Ohio State, and that's, you know,
Justin Fields.
I'm thinking about Jalen Hurts as well at Oklahoma. What do you see in these quarterbacks in their new homes now after a couple of weeks of football?
Well, I think the two that you mentioned are both off to great starts. You know, with Justin Fields, I mean, there's never been any question about his talent, his athleticism. You know, the only question I had, he just hadn't been the guy. He hasn't been out there as a starter and playing multiple reps and, you know, significant reps. And so, you know, he's been great so far for Ohio State. Now, the first opponent was clearly, they were overmatched, but Cincinnati is a pretty good football team. That's a 10-win team from a year ago, and Luke Fickle is a good coach. And I thought they were going to give Ohio State a little bit more of a problem. But Justin Fields continues to play at a very high level, and so you know that's been fun to watch. And Jalen Hurts, I had his opening game. I did the Oklahoma-Houston game, and just a magnificent start. You couldn't have scripted it any better for him. Continued that last week. I think I read a stat this week that he's accounted for 9 total touchdowns, and he's only thrown 7 incomplete passes in those first 2 games. So he's played extremely well. Kelly Bryant's played well for Missouri since leaving Clemson. And they lost their opening game at Wyoming, but they crushed West Virginia this past week. So it's worked out for some guys. Other guys like Tate Martell, who left Ohio State and went to Miami, has not found his way onto the field yet as a quarterback. So it works for some. It doesn't work for all.
It is Todd Blackledge, guys, from ABC ESPN. It's the 100th meeting of Pitt and Penn State. He'll have the call this weekend coming up. He was up in Death Valley last weekend. First off, what do you make of Trevor Lawrence? Not exactly what we were expecting, but they're obviously winning. And as a follow-up, I couldn't believe how slow the pace of Jimbo Fisher's Texas A&M was. Where was the urgency?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that they didn't pick up the pace there in the fourth quarter. You know, I don't know if he was just, you know, kind of conceding that it was going to be tough for them to come back. Or I also know that he had a freshman running back in because of injuries to a starter, and their backup was not, you know, he was not going to play anyway. So they maybe didn't want to overload him in that situation and put too much pressure on him. I don't know. As far as Clemson and Trevor Lawrence, I thought Trevor Lawrence played a really outstanding football game. He did get picked off after being intercepted twice in the opener. He only threw four interceptions all year last year, but other than that throw, which was just a little bit of an underthrow, and really a great play by the corner for A&M, I thought he played brilliantly. He used his legs, he extended plays, the touchdown, he got out of the pocket and kept his eyes downfield and made a beautiful throw to Justin Ross. So, you know, I think the way he played the last two games against Notre Dame and Alabama, everybody expects him to kind of take it a notch above that. Well, that's pretty hard to do.
Right.
You know, he's got to run the show, manage the team, make his plays, which he did. And, you know, Texas A&M, they're a good defensive football team. They're going to win a lot of games. And they, you know, their plan was very simple. They were going to take Travis Etienne out of the game, not allow him to beat them running the football. And so Trevor Lawrence responded by throwing for about 285 and running the show that way. And that's, you know, that's going to be the deal for Clemson the rest of the way. I mean, whoever defends them, you have to pick something to try to take away. But I don't see anybody slowing that offense down. That's the best defense they will play for the rest of the regular season, what they saw in A&M.
It is Todd Blackledge, guys, ESPN college football analyst here on Dukes and Bell. I hate the fact, Todd, that it seems like people around the country are using the phrase, you know, game manager with Jake Fromm. I think the kid's very talented. And, you know, when it's all said and done, he may be the best quarterback to come out of Georgia statistically. But his numbers have not been eye-popping. But yet the Dogs are winning. What do you see in Jake Fromm? Because we know he's got all kind of talent around him. I view him as an NFL quarterback down the road.
I think he's an NFL quarterback for sure. In fact, I think he'll get drafted a lot higher than people maybe expect him to get or think that he's going to get drafted. I think he totally projects to the next level. The only question throwing-wise that anybody's ever had with Jake Fromm is just his ability to throw the deep ball, you know, with consistency. And I think it's something that he's, you know, worked on. It's something that he's really addressed. But, I mean, he is smart. He sees things. He processes things well. He, you know, he's a competitor. He's a leader. I mean, he's everything you want in a quarterback. And now, you know, this is his third year of being the guy. So I can't imagine Kirby Smart or the Georgia Bulldogs having anybody better suited to lead them than Jake Fromm. And certainly this is the year that they want to try to get over the hump. And that hump has been trying to find a way to beat Alabama.
Right. And that's the $64,000 question. Can you get it done? Do you find at some point, Todd, that Nick Saban just can't replenish the coaching staff and the recruiting components at Alabama?
Well, he hasn't had a problem yet. But, I mean, when you lose seven a year, you know, that's pretty tough. And, you know, he still is the linchpin. And you know, he's got a couple other guys. His strength coach, Scott Cochran, is still there, which is a major, major part of their success. And so, you know, but that's hard. And, you know, on one hand, it's a real compliment to him because these guys are going like a Michael Oxley who leaves to become a head coach. And what a start he's off to with Maryland. And, you know, in other cases, they go to be coordinators or whatever. But yeah, that's a lot of guys to replace. And I think he's probably in these most recent hires, I think he's looking differently and saying, you know, I need to find some guys who are going to stick around here for a little longer.
Todd, let's talk about the game that you'll be calling, and Penn State, by the way. I mean, the way the season started, 79 points against Idaho. And I was like, okay, hold on, it's Idaho. And then they score 45 right against Buffalo. What are you expecting against Pitt this weekend?
Well, I'm anxious to see. You know, I got done watching that Buffalo game film last night, and it wasn't as impressive as the score might indicate. You know, they were losing at halftime 10-7, and that was not a fluke. I mean, Buffalo was controlling the line of scrimmage. They were kind of knocking them around, and then even the third quarter didn't start off great. They Penn State fumbled on their first possession, and then John Reed had a pick six that kind of re-energized the team, and that kind of changed the game. And in the third quarter, they made some plays, but you know, I think Pitt will be a much truer test. And you know, Pittsburgh did not play well in their opening game against Virginia, who's a pretty good team in the ACC. They were solid in their win against Ohio University, but Penn State will clearly be the better team on paper. And this is my third year in a row of doing the game, so the last 2 years Penn State has kind of dominated Pitt both at home and on the road. And so this is the last 100th game and maybe the last one they'll play for a long time, maybe ever. So I'm sure there's a lot of motivation for Pat Narduzzi and the Pitt football team to try to even this ledger at 2-2 before the series ends.
It is Todd Blackledge, guys, from ABC and ESPN. We mentioned you'll have the call up there in Happy Valley. About your alma mater, we've had Coach Franklin on back in the day when he was with Vandy. Does he got to do just better things with game management? Because it seems like there's some games that have sort of slipped off the hook for the Nittany Lions the last couple of years.
Well, I mean, that's always a challenge, I think, for anybody, you know, and for any head coach. And you get into some of those close ball games. I mean, those are tough decisions to make. And some of that is on your head coach. Some of it's on your quarterback. Some of it's on your offensive play caller. All those things, you know, kind of work together. So, I think that the thing that James has done an exceptional job of is, he has recruited extremely well. They've got a lot of talent. And I'm not so sure that they don't have the second best collection of talent behind Ohio State in that conference. You know, even though a lot of people think Michigan is the closest to Ohio State competition-wise, I'm not so sure that Penn State isn't the second closest to Ohio State in terms of just talent that they've recruited over the last few years.
Few more minutes with Todd Blackledge. Todd, Auburn, Coach Gus Malzahn taking on the play calling again. It's something that he said he loved, he missed. It kind of felt like he got disengaged there. We saw them start the season against an Oregon team, and the legend of Bo Nix started with the touchdown pass. Do you think that Auburn offensively is going to be what people expect this year? Because, again, Gus now calling the plays.
Well, you still got a true freshman playing quarterback, so there's going to be good and bad, and especially when you're playing in the SEC West. I mean, you're gonna have some growing pains with him. He's a confident kid. He's had some success, but everything he sees is going to be the first time he sees it. You know, and so the good news for Gus Malzahn, though, is their defense is proven. Their defense is legit. Their defensive front is as good as you're going to find. And so, that's going to keep them in every game that they play. And, you know, hopefully then the combination of Bo Nix maturing and Gus Malzahn, you know, doing what he does as a play caller is going to complement what they know they have, the known commodity that they have with their defense.
All right, Todd, you still doing the restaurant thing? Are we going to see that on TV this week?
No, I don't do that anymore. I stopped doing that a few years ago. I still find those places. I just don't film it anymore.
So you just enjoy it now. You don't have to be on TV.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, man. Well, Todd, thanks for the time today, and have a great call on Saturday. We appreciate you jumping on with us.
All right. Good to be with you guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.